Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix. I'm so glad you're here with me today. I have just moved my show from doing it many years on Sunday, and this is my second time on Thursday. And last week I didn't have too many people because I think people didn't know I was here. So I'm really glad I got some calls on the board. Thank you for being so patient and waiting. I'll give a brief description of what's going on here. I hope you read the show description. I'm doing free ascension readings, which could, you know, any question is an ascension reading, really, but it's just the way we approach it. And I work with some really powerful spirit guides that I've been working with all my life. And what I do is I tune into my center, and I'm very practiced at this. And I've been doing professional readings since the mid-90s, just around there. And I like to do this just to help people because I know these are some really tough times. And once you get used to the process, then you can just follow it day by day. But I help you with your next step, and the main thing Spirit wants you to know. So behind the scenes, everything is known. So, and within you, everything is known. It's just that we're receiving so many signals. So I have some books on how to work with this. I always recommend The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That's very important for understanding the things that I have in my books. And I have a book about intuition, and my books are all really cheap, cheap, reasonable, you know, attainable for most people. So I do tune into behind the scenes because there's always answers. And if you're not sure how to ask a question, just let me know what the issue is, and I'll help you approach it from the ascension viewpoint, because as you go through your process, you're going to learn that what questions you ask the universe or your higher self or your angels, it's how you word it. Is very important to get the right answer that you're seeking so that you can feel better, you can relax, you can sleep better, and maybe get past some of your addictions or your anxiety or whatever it might be. Clear your head, relax, have fun, enjoy life. I know it can be really challenging right now, so I'll continue doing this as long as I need to, and hopefully we can get a lot of people listening to the show, and we can really help a lot of people. And remember that whatever you have going on, a lot of people can glean insight from it. So pour your heart out. So now to my brave callers on the switchboard, I do them in the order that they came in, and I'll call out your area code. You can tell us anything you want to about yourself. This is the 229 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, hi, and, Melvin. You used to call when I had 5D vibes, didn't you?
Well, you had who now?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. I talked to my, I'm trying to move, and I talked to the manager of a new apartment complex, and he told me to come in Tuesday and fill out an application, and he said that he don't have any available right now, but do you see me getting one today?
Okay, so now that this is one of these questions where I'll help you reformulate it. I'm not doing just general questions like I used to, but I know that your main concern is you need a new place to live. And I get the sense from inside of you that your higher self is trying to propel you upward into a better living situation than you're in. And so if the door is closing, is the door closing? I don't mean the, I mean the figurative door where you are now. Is something pushing you? Like you have to leave a place or... Yeah.
No, I don't have to leave. I just don't like it here anymore. It seems like it's, I haven't had good luck here. It's been about 6 years I've been staying here. And the apartment is little for everything I have. So I've been, mm-hmm. I really want a house, but I take one of those nice apartments they have out there because they're not no more than about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're looking for, so what I'm picking up from your higher self too is that your higher self is really pushing you, and you should be aware that if the door closes, that's because your spirit's trying to lead you somewhere else. So what I would do, because yes, your spirit, see, I can help, well, I guess people get to know how I do my readings. So yes, your spirit wants you to move. It's not like you have to stay where you are and learn something or meet somebody. Yes, your spirit wants you to move. So then just ask your higher self to guide you to the place that's best for you. I'm getting that it's more about prioritizing yourself right now. And I don't think you're having a problem with that. I mean, some people do. They're like, oh, but my friends will miss me or my family's close by or whatever. I'm getting that definitely it's getting in a higher vibration. You know what I mean when I say that?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Meaning like, you know, in better company. It's not so much about the building itself, but just being in a better energy is what you need right now. And you know what's interesting is I'm detecting that you've gained a lot of clarity since the last time I talked to you, which is what should be happening to us. Just like a tree grows and the wind blows, our soul should grow. We should grow in our connection with our soul, and you feel a lot stronger. And of course, I am too. You know, than I was 4 years ago. So you're doing really good, and so that's all I'm getting. It's very clear that your soul will lead you to a better vibrating place. Don't push anything. You know, I'm not saying that you're going to absolutely know for sure where you're going exactly, and you should fault yourself for not knowing. I would just say, okay, my higher self will lead me. My soul will lead me. My spirit, you know, my angels will lead me. And then trust it, and it may happen very magically. You may knock on a couple doors, but like I said, don't stress, don't push. This is definitely a soul move. Does that help?
Yes, ma'am.
It's automatic. I'm sure, because I don't have too many callers. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I was in the hospital. Let me just make it short. I'm going to dialysis. I just started 2 months ago. Everything is working out fine, and my doctor says it's a possibility that I may gain function because since I got in the wreck, and it's like a acute injury. So do you see my kidneys? Is I'm going to have to be in dialysis the rest of my life, or do you see my kidneys coming back?
I'm seeing your function coming back. And it's definitely a lot of self-love and being in a higher vibration, and I'm getting that from spirit. So, see, that's why your spirit wants to, like I said, the other side or the, you know, background knows everything, and it knows that it needs to take care of your health, so it will guide you. Your soul energy will guide you. Yeah, that's what I saw. As soon as you asked that, I saw this dissipating in time. It's a matter of, but be patient, because I'm seeing it's going to take a little bit of time, but it will continually get better. And as a matter of fact, I just talked to somebody, I can't think who it is offhand, that just got off of dialysis. It was like they didn't think it was ever it was going to happen to this person. Yeah, so it can happen. Anything can happen, you know, especially in the higher energy. Yeah, I'm seeing really good stuff around that. Okay, so that's physical, because I always say that, just be really positive. Give your body a lot of love and care, and make sure you have a good, healthy diet and lots of water. Okay, Melvin, thanks for calling in.
Could I get some, do you do readings offline?
Yeah, I do. Do you see my email address, alana@alanak.com? It's on the show description.
Yeah, Malcolm, is there any way I can get your number? Because Malcolm, or either you can call me on my number. Because my computer is down. I think he's got a virus somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'll mark down your... Stay on the line so I can write it down. I'm going to take my next call, and then you stay on there for a little bit, and I'll write your number down. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I got to get a piece
Thank
of paper.
You.
All right.
Yeah, I have it. I have already had.
Okay. Okay. Okay, aloha. Okay, I'm going to go to my next call while I find a piece of paper. Hi, 614 area code. What can we work on today? Thanks for waiting.
Hi. I'm calling from Ohio. My name is Bilson, and I wanted to ask you about, like, I'm seeing these white lights recently that I normally see. Like, they seem like little sparkles.
Cool! I've heard people say this before. Yeah. What that is everybody has a different way of knowing that they're tuned into the higher realms. Do you know that I wrote a book called Heaven Is Here?
No.
It's in my show description. I know everybody doesn't see that. I don't know which different ways people are calling in. But I wrote a book called Heaven Is Here, and the reason I called it Heaven Is Here is because heaven is a parallel dimension to this physical world. And you might have heard the expression, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. During this time period, we're supposed to be tapping into that. And that's what Esther Hicks talks about when she talks about tuned in, power of now, being centered. All of that is about being tuned into that frequency. And a lot of people, when they're tuned into the higher frequencies internally, they will see the sparkles. And that's because your mind is just picking up the energy differently. You know, we look at all the solid things because our brain is programmed with physics to see it a certain way. And once you start to tap into the higher realms, it lightens up. I went through an experience in the early 90s where everything was actually lit up. Like, it almost had like a white glow. Everything had a white glow. And then I started seeing people's colors, like they would look violet or magenta. So everybody experiences it differently, and I would say that that's what that is. So what else did you want? I know that's not all you wanted to talk about. Anything else you want to talk about?
Can I ask about love?
About what?
About love.
Oh, see, I know people ask that because I think that, like, those psychic lines have pumped that kind of, like, phraseology. And what I do and what I'm specifically designed to do by Spirit is to teach people about love, not relationship love. Although in private readings, I can help people with relationship dynamics because I can tap into the Akashic records. But the way I'd have to put that question to keep on track with this show is I would say, well, when it comes to love, the first thing I'm getting is that, and I'm just getting whatever Spirit's telling me to tell you. See, Spirit knows everything about you. I don't, but, you know, Spirit, so I just tune into Spirit, and then they tell me what you need to know. Is that the first thing you need to know is that you want to not be so quick to get into a relationship at this time, but to really feel, and you may already feel this way, but I just want to help you solidify it, that you need somebody that's at your developmental level emotionally. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Do you have a sense of, because I mean, it's kind of tough, especially with the male-female relationship. That's usually what causes the problem. Did you have somebody in the past that you maybe had a soul relationship with, you felt really close in the heart, it seemed like it was meant to be, but that kind of comes into your mind every once in a while and kind of bothers you?
Yeah.
And because what I got was, once again, I'm also not supposed to really do, it's like reading somebody's mail or eavesdropping or hacking, you know, but if Spirit gives me information, I can't dig. But I got that what you want to heal inside of yourself so that you can move on is that person had issues that were created by their family. And then what happens is because people don't realize that that's what's going on. They only know the reality. They don't have any way of knowing anything else. So they don't even realize that. And then when they start interacting with other people, they don't know that they're bringing issues from their past into that relationship. And I feel like you got hurt or a little tangled up by it. I'm getting like hurt in ways you're not really sure what it is. It just kind of hangs around. And then what ends up happening, and this is where you'll have to just spend some time on introspection, spend time in nature or whatever your favorite haven is, and go through the things where this relationship might have triggered you. And that's a whole process you have to go through and go, okay, well, now if they didn't really mean it the way I took it, then what did it really mean? And then just heal all those things. Because then what will happen is you'll attract a whole new different kind of person that you'll also feel, and I'm also getting that you definitely deserve and will, your soul will lead you if you can fix up all your dings from the last one or the past. Somebody who is more emotionally available, developed, who will allow their emotions to flow freely and be a very good friend to you and partner. And you'll also feel, I'm getting that there's somebody in the energy somewhere. There's never a time, it's always about the energy. It's always about cosmic timing. It's always about the energy we bring to the table and what we attract to us. So you want to get in the best energy about relationships, and then you should gravitate to a relationship where you can really enjoy it, and you'll also have that strong soul connection that you seek. Does that all make sense to you?
Yeah, that all makes sense. Like, do they have any advice for me as far as like how to love myself more or what my needs are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting you should say that, because actually that was the background meaning of what I just said about where it might have triggered you. If, and I'm going to give an example, and everybody can learn from this. Let's say this person was told all his life, boys don't cry, or don't, stop acting so stupid, or why are you getting so upset? Then he shuts down his feelings. So then what happens is it's almost like a clogged pipe. And then when they're feeling feelings, it comes out wrong. So then let's take an example of a way sometimes people, like let's say they're sitting there and they're all frustrated about something inside of themselves, and you're going out to eat, and all of a sudden they snap at you, you know, and you're like all dressed really nice and everything and ready to have a really good romantic evening, and then they're all snippish. Well, it's because they're uptight about something inside of themselves, and then they dump it on you, and then what I mean by trigger is, how did you feel when the person did whatever they did that was from their misbehavior? Most of the time we interpret it wrong. It's not what they meant, but we might think, oh, well, maybe I wasn't pretty enough, or maybe I wasn't enough of whatever. So what we do is we look at our past relationships and whatever was triggered, whether it was real or not. That's how we do our self-love. I had a lot of that from my family because my mom was always very critical. So then I found I was critical of myself in certain ways as an adult, and I was so used to it that I didn't even know. And I had to start, slow down. Okay, what is triggering, you know? It's a matter of looking at that relationship, the one that I was referring to, will help you with some of the triggers. Does that help enough?
Yeah,
and then anything that anybody triggered in us is something we can heal for self-love. And then I'd love to hear from people, you know, as you go through these processes, and this is what I mean by doing the show, is I want to help people learn how the processes work. And then once you get good at it, you can do like, okay, how is this affecting me? Ask your soul. And then wait for an answer. It usually comes within 24 hours. A lot of times you'll wake up with it the next day. Sometimes you'll know right away. Oh, no, what was that triggering in me? Oh, yeah, it made my stomach hurt. It made me feel like I wasn't good enough. And then you have to work on that inside of yourself. Reprogram that. Anything that triggers us from other people, basically, or from events. Okay. And then if you locate some triggers, that's great. And then you can even say, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself. Look at yourself and love yourself. And you can really feel the shift in the energy when you do that. And then if you're having trouble loving yourself in a certain area, then just be introspective. Just isolate one thing and then work on that. And then if you get stuck on something, then call in. I'm going to be here every Thursday at the same time. What time zone are you in?
Eastern.
Oh, okay. So it's I'm in Hawaii. It's 2:20. Does that mean it's 8:20 where you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know. See, we don't change our time. We're Hawaii Standard Time. It doesn't change in spring and fall. We keep it the same because we're closer to the equator. So, okay. Now my switchboard's getting full. Well, it was so nice to hear from you. And what was your name again? Did you say Wilson?
It's Wilson, but it's like with an F instead of a W. Wilson.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling in. And I wish you luck on your journey. Okay, aloha. Okay, I hope everybody heard that. That a lot of people can use that, whether it's past relationships, your parents, your family, your jobs. Okay, Melvin, I wrote down your number, so I realize you might stay on the switchboard anyway if you're just listening on the phone. Okay, I'm going to the 860 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, do I ask a question or do you just ask Spirit what they feel they need to tell me?
Well, sometimes I can do that. I've done that. I got an echo on the line. Am I on speaker?
I'll take it off.
Thanks. Your voice sounds familiar. Yeah. Have you called in and sent any of my old shows?
Yeah, and I had a private reading with you years ago.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's who I thought this was. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So I thought that the last time, well, I'm not sure. I won't bring that up now. I won't waste time. So you didn't know what you wanted to ask? Or you want me to check in? I'll see if Spirit has anything automatically for you to I know that this has come up before, but I really see the beauty of your soul, and I know your sensitivity. I'm getting, so are the events of the world making you feel triggered right now?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna give you some advice that I want everybody else to listen to also. I tune into this, you know, the same way I'm coaching people. My connection to my coaching, my inner coaching, comes and goes. I try to stay connected to it because life is so chaotic these days. It helps me understand every situation I'm in, every question I have. It's an inner knowing that comes through, but I have to be aligned. And I got to tell you that one of the main things I learned last year that, you know, we learn in increments step by step. We keep polishing our diamond. And what I had to polish last year was when anything happens on the outside, no matter what it is, Spirit was telling me, do not have a visceral, watch where you have a visceral reaction. Do you know what I mean by that? It's where something happens on the outside or you hear about something, maybe on the news or in the world or anything, and then you feel pain in your body somewhere. I was getting that you feel it in your heart.
Yes.
And, what that means is there's something in you, in your energy. And I don't want this to come around. I still haven't really found the right words. I like to call it a filter. I don't like people. We shouldn't block anything because there's always something to be learned about ourselves and all of our different levels by looking at something squarely. So when you think of something, like for me, I had an emotional trigger reaction to the children on the border all crammed in those cages. And then also some groups in China it makes either my heart hurt or my stomach hurt. So what Spirit said is that you first want to see why that's happening. And then also it's really important to understand that especially if you're a really sensitive person who's an earth angel, who's here to help humanity, that the dark beings are either incarnated and disincarnated. They will jump in your energy in ways that they're aware of your weaknesses. Are you following me so far?
Yeah, whoa.
Whatever hurts you, they jump in. They know what hurts you. And they can see you, and they know. And a lot of this is for show to hurt the light bringers, especially the stuff that's happening in China, is to hurt the light bringers, to break our hearts, to make us feel like it's hopeless, to break us down. Because when they do that, they feed off of our energy, and they feed off of everybody's fear energy. I should actually do a whole show on this sometime. So right now, especially with the way the world is, this is like Armageddon. And it's really, they want to bring down the light workers. And so whenever we feel it viscerally, that means that we've internalized that outside problem, issue, somebody else's pain. And that, they keep coaching me last year, all the worry, all the anxiety, all the heartbreak, all the tears in the world don't fix anything. And so I've had to learn to just see things from a higher viewpoint. And then you ask spirit, a lot of it has to do with there's light bringers that all over the planet, and they are also in the ethers all around the planet to save humanity at this time. And everybody's planted where they're supposed to be. And all we can do is really beam a lot of love into the ethers and into the matrix and know that there's angels posted, you know, in areas, and everybody's going to be rising to the occasion to do what they came here to do. Okay, now I know I said a lot of things. Now, what would you have to say about that?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and don't, okay.
Oh my God, we're over. This is it. There's no hope.
Yeah.
That makes so much.
They want you to feel that way, and it's actually the other way around. Every day I've had a bad day, and believe me, I have them at least once a week where I wake up and I go, oh, shit, just when I thought it couldn't get worse, something happens, I get wind of something, and then I might slump, and then I go, higher perspective, and I clear myself of it, and the higher guides, Christ Jesus, the Ascended Masters, the Galactic Federation of Light, the Galactic Federation of Light is huge and powerful, and it's all of this. It's like the hugest angel corporation. It's completely making sure that this planet ascends and that humanity ascends. They're there, and what happens is instead of whether they're 5 feet away from me or half across the globe, I withdraw my attention to that, and then I tune in to Christ Jesus, the Ascended Masters, my higher self, the Galactic Federation of Light. And what will happen is whatever I'm looking at, thinking about, they will give me it, that energy will give me the higher perspective. And it's tricky. You might, like, you have to remind yourself, I have to remind myself to breathe all the time, and I always have to remind myself to tune into the higher beings. Not people, because people, even if they're wonderful people, are really having trouble. Yeah, don't know. We're. I keep getting that we're so close to having the critical mass to flip things. So we just have to keep the spirits high. That's all we need to do right now. I haven't even really been hardly working the last year because my income, my job was cut off. Because in Hawaii, they cut off tourism, and all my jobs were related to tourists. And so I kept hearing the most important thing you can do right now is be love. And then I had to stop doing the show for a few months because I couldn't handle the energy. After all these years of doing this, I mean, that's how bad it's getting. So I understand how people feel. And I appreciate your call. Is your name, do you want me to say your name? Is your name Lisa?
Okay. Amazing.
Is it Lisa? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, thanks for calling, because a lot of people needed to hear that. I was going to do like a whole show on that. So keep tuning in. I'm going to be here every Thursday, same time, whatever time zone you're in. It's 2 o'clock Hawaii time. It's 5 o'clock Pacific. So we'll keep I'll keep trying to help people with all of this. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you for being there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha. Breathe, 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 and do a lot of not my circus, not my monkeys, and God has somebody taking care of that. If it's not right in front of you, this is why I keep being told. This is why, you know, we're in tune to the internet and Facebook and the news, and we're privy to everything that's happening on the planet and then some, and everything that shouldn't be and everything, you know, and that's a lot to handle. So you only want to handle, have faith in that which you have no control over, and handle, rise to the occasion and handle what's in front of you. And if you feel like you're called to do something, rise up and do it and have faith you can do it. Okay, I'm with the area code 914. What can we work on today?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I was wondering, are there any blocks around me in terms of work, of getting employment, or just being more productive and perhaps starting my own business?
Yeah, I was going to say, let me tune into your soul and what spirit has for you regarding livelihood, and you nailed it. That's where you're going. So that's probably why you don't feel directed. And that's a good part of ascension. A lot of people, if you're not getting a quote-unquote job, it's because you've learned everything you needed to learn from those jobs, and it's time for you to jump and do what you feel called to do. Do you have any idea what you feel called to do? You have a strong sense of that?
Yes. Yes, should I say it? Or?
Yeah, sure, because I can confirm things for you. I mean, I can even tell people without, but I have a feeling I'm supposed to confirm it for you. They're saying that you should verbalize it because that really helps. It puts the vibration in your core, and then it puts it out, and then I'll help confirm things for you. Go ahead.
I want to make movies.
Oh, fabulous. That sounds like fun.
Yes.
That's funny because that's what I want to do. I'm taking a screenwriting class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so tell me about your movies. Yeah, what kind of movies do you want to make? Do you know?
All different. Yeah, I have a few written already. It's just, I in the past I've encountered, not the most credible people, I guess you'd say, or they seem credible and then something goes awry. I've had setbacks, but I feel I've learned from those. Now I'm trying to build confidence, I guess. I don't know if that's my block.
Yeah, let me see. I mean, that's really good. You gave me a good head start. Stuff's kind of flowing in. So you're right. I am getting that. And that's probably why I said that in the preface to this reading, is that, you know, you've learned a lot. That's what I've been through too, is, you know, a lot of the places where I had starts, fits and starts, and, you know, it had a lot to do with learning how to deal with people. You know, sometimes I was overly optimistic. I was, you know, sometimes getting involved with the wrong people, didn't realize it. Now I understand how to weed all of that out. Now my publishing company is moving along really well, and it's like, oh, okay. Let's recover from a few years of bumbles because you were just learning. Yeah. So you're totally, that's true, is that you've learned and you are ready. But let me have a look-see. I was also getting, I have a feeling that maybe the things that you wrote might have also been practice. Might have been, now I'm hearing the word rework. What I'm feeling is that when you wrote them, they're great, but that what you're really going to be bringing from your soul is deeper. But I'm getting that you could actually even rework them and look at areas where you might have been afraid to go too deep.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a meaning in what you wrote, right? It's not just a fictional story, there's supposed to be meaning. Yeah, that's what I'm getting, is that just go in, just get more confidence in what's coming to you when you're writing. And I'm going to give an example of that in just a moment, what just happened to me. I've been working through the years of getting deeper, deeper, deeper. I'm a vocalist. I'm an artist. I do graphic art. I write. And I just keep working on getting deeper. No matter what we do, and this helps with everybody too, whether you're a singer, a writer, a healer, this is the time, part of ascension. Ascension, I know it's about rising, but it's going deeper within. You go deeper within, and that's how you ascend. So ascension has the four different levels. It has the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. So we want to keep deepening our connection to all of those and keep healing them and making them clearer and better and having them work together. And a lot of times we're our own worst critic, which is fine because it keeps you humble and it keeps you growing. I feel like I've really grown in a lot of my crafts because of my being humble and being self-critical, but you don't want to be overly critical. So I'm getting that if you go back on your work and you have more confidence in what's bubbling up in you to just go deeper into some of the areas. Yeah, I'm hearing the word salvageable. It's like, yeah, rework, they're salvageable, keep them, they're good, everything's ordered, the ideas are there, that's all there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. And then once you do that, that'll be a good foundation for you to move forward. This seems really solid to me. I got to tell you, the one book I had took the most guts for me to write was my book, 144,000 Points of Light. And it's just amazing, the emails I get and the yeah. And it just came to me. It was so divinely guided. It was like the third book I wrote, I think. And people all over the world have bought it. It's crazy. People in little countries I never knew existed, and I get emails from people saying, "Oh my God, this book changed my life!" But it took so much guts for me to write it. But it took a long time before I got to the point where I had the guts to follow that. Yeah, I see really good stuff for you, and you know, I'm saying you can just jump on it. I just feel like if you have the faith that it's time now, I feel like it is, and just jump into it and start to see how the pieces will start coming together. And even the support, you know, if you have to spend time working on that, the place, the time, the money, whatever, should come. Because it's definitely your life purpose to be doing that.
Oh, thank you. And your book, is it on Amazon, where I'd like to read it?
Amazon, you got to put in, do you see the show description? I know what people should do. If you can't see the show description, it has all my books on it. Because on Amazon, if you put my name in, you're going to get Alan Kay. They give you all this other stuff. I mean, you might find my things if you put my name in. But it's better to have the book title and my name. But if you go to violetphoenixpublishing.com, it has all the books. And has the book descriptions, mine and then others. I have other people's books. I'm publishing for other people, too, so... there should be more on there. And anybody who needs self-publishing too, I do it for a very good, reasonable price, probably cheaper than anybody. And it's, you know, I'm not a book mill, so I'm able to give people personal care through the process.
So
violetphoenixpublishing.com, or you can, if you click on follow for my show, it gives you the profile and then it has all the archives for all the shows. And in each show description, I have all my books listed, too. Or alanakay.com, my books are listed in there, too. Okay. It was nice talking to you. Let us know how it's going. Okay. Aloha.
God bless you.
You're welcome. You, too. Okay, I got two more calls I want to try to get. I got 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left, so let's see if we can do this. 856 area code, what can we work on today?
Hi, this is Laura, New Jersey. I would like to know what you see for me around moving into my own house.
Your health?
Home.
Did you say your home? Your own home.
Yeah.
about moving. Oh, moving into your own home.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, when you say that, I see a very positive you seem very ready for it. That's the first thing I was seeing. Let me check in with your soul. Let's see. Because that's kind of like not, I'm not getting an answer. So I'm sorry. It's just that I got it. Maybe I need to just change it to like an ascension question. You're in the home. Okay. All right. And it's interesting what I get from spirit when I say I want to change it to an ascension question. Okay. What I'm getting, and I'd be really curious to know how this works out, and this is getting from spirit. Are you aware of how the law of attraction works?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm getting is that, and at different stages in our life and our development, things happen differently. And what I'm getting for you is you're at this stage in your development where you're going to, what you need to do is you need to feel at home, the word home. My heart is my home. I am at home with my soul. And feel that contentness. Because you could go out there with plenty of money, plenty of intent and excitement, and end up living somewhere, and it just turns out to be all wrong. So what I'm getting is connect with your higher self. Feel that feeling of being at home inside yourself first. And then what's going to happen is that'll connect you with the right home. And that's where you're at. See, that's important for people to know where they're at. And that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be, because it's not going to be like you're being led to a practice home where you're going to have to deal with a bunch of karma with your neighbors and things like that. I'm getting that you really are ready for that. You're ready for home. Feel that inside of you, and then that'll connect you with the right home. And I'm feeling like you still need a little more money. I don't want to talk about money too much on the air, you know, but I'm getting that it will come. Everything will come together as long as you feel that feeling inside and know that it's time. Everything will come together, but you're working with law of attraction right now. Not a karmic move, not a Akashic Records kind of thing. Okay? Good. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
You're welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Aloha. Yeah, see, everybody's different. That's why it helps work with an intuitive, but then once you start to figure out how that works, everybody can do it. Once I get everybody good and going, I'm going to be mayor of Maui. I'm running for office next year. I got to get you guys all tucked away, and then I'm getting a lot of calls here. I have a Skype call that just came in. I don't know if I'm going to get to you, but I'm going to the 951 area code. What can we work on today?
Well, I'm looking, for advice. I don't know if you do general readings. I may have to move here. I'm renting a room with some people, and we kind of had a little thing. This girl I've kind of been that I like is something like that, and she kind of had a breakdown or so. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, let me see how we turn this into an ascension reading. That's been working out so far. I've had a couple people not. Are you still with me?
I'd like to get your number. Yeah, I'd like to get your number or something here. I don't know.
I communicate with people on email, Alana@alanak.com.
Alana.
And
Alana K.
Alana. Alana.
Alana.
alanakay.com. So if anybody wants a private reading, you can email me first, and then I'll probably have a couple emails with you. Alana at alanakay. Just listen to it phonetically first. Alana@alanak.com. There,
okay,
and everything is spelled out. So K is spelled out,
so,
K-A-Y.
So it's not,
you're breaking
is
up.
It K-A-Y?
Yeah,
is it K-A-Y?
A-L-A-N-A-K-A-Y. K-A-Y.
Okay then. Thank you.
Yeah, so you want to do a private reading? You want to just email? I got the Swedish lady telling me my show is over. Go ahead.
Usually I get the number, but, you know, so everyone wants to talk by email, you know.
Oh, yeah, I have to, otherwise I can't, because I don't answer phone calls, you know, numbers that I don't recognize and all that kind of thing. I got to do email first, and I'd have to schedule an appointment to do on the phone. So, yeah, your sounds a little more complicated. I guess that would be a good way to do it. Okay. And plus my show's ending now, so I need to bow out gracefully.
Give me any reason at all?
Well, let me see. You sound from your voice sounds familiar.
Yours does too.
Because you're breaking up too. Are you on your Are you on a speaker?
I'm not now.
Oh, okay. Do I have anything for you? I'm not getting anything. I'm just being honest. I'm not getting anything that's just like coming that spirit wants me to give you. Can you think of something?
Well, I was just thinking about, you know, either a move or a new job or a girlfriend or something like that.
That's what I thought, that you're looking for a girlfriend. I'm going to say that. That's not like what I'm doing here with these ascension readings, because I was feeling like that's number one thing on your mind right now. And
I'm just kind of looking to get a... Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just, you know, I had this happen last week, too. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just feel so tongue-tied because I like to be nice to everybody and accommodating. That's one of my problems. I always want to accommodate everybody. But that's not the kind of readings I'm doing, and I'm not getting anything from Spirit for you on that right now. Okay? So I don't know. If you want to send me an email, go ahead. You know, maybe we can have further discussion, but I'm not getting anything right now. Okay? Sorry about that.
Okay. Or I guess I'll send an email.
Okay. Thank you. Aloha. Sorry about that. Yeah, I can't take any more calls. I see I have the Skype call. My show's already passed over, and then it'll just cut me off. So anyway, I really appreciate the callers today. I think a lot of people can glean insight from all the discussions. And meet me here every Thursday, 5 o'clock Pacific time. And that would be translates to 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Aloha.